look back at 361, you'll see that the topic that we're discussing is the weakness of women. Now, we noted that it's not just women that have weakness, amen. Men have their weaknesses too. And we showed how God has absolutely put together an amazing thing with marriage, because where a man is weak, the woman would cover that. And where a woman is weak, then the man would cover that side. And so together, they're very strong, as long as they recognize it. So some people don't like the fact that they have weaknesses, and they try to act like they don't. You can act like you're not weak in certain areas, but it doesn't change the fact that you are. Amen? And so all of us have our weaknesses. So it's important to know our strengths, right? There's a lot of different things you can do to know where you're strong in. And usually we kind of understand that anyway, but there's different tests you can take and all that if you can't identify that. But I think equally important is knowing where we're weak at, right? And knowing where God has said that he would fortify us in and strengthen us, and the areas that he just says we're weak in these areas. And so we looked at that last week, amen, spelled differently, at the weakness of women. And we went back, and by the text there, we went back to Adam and Eve, and we saw how Eve was deceived. The Bible's very clear in that. And what's very interesting is that it says that the man was not deceived. The New Testament actually goes and actually spells that out very clearly. The man was not deceived, but the woman was deceived. Let me ask you this. Would you rather do wrong because you were deceived, or do wrong when you weren't deceived? It's an interesting question. Because if you weren't deceived and you do wrong, you did wrong knowing it was wrong. Right? If you did wrong and you were deceived, then you at least were in ignorance, maybe willfully, maybe not, but you kind of didn't know. You were in that area. So what do you think? Would you rather do wrong because you were ignorant and just didn't know you, or you were just, someone deceived you? Or would you rather do wrong knowing you did wrong? You would think it would kind of be better, I was deceived, right? So why, I've heard different people talk about this. Why do you think Adam knowingly did wrong and ate the fruit? Yes. That's one thought. Please his wife, or I've heard maybe a not so much please his wife, but she had already fallen. He didn't want to be separated from his wife, right? Because if she was in a fallen state, he didn't want to leave her behind. Because what God said was, the one that eats is going to what? It's going to die, right?
That's what I was just
going to
say.
Okay. So I'm sure Adam was thinking, if she ate and she's going to die, I don't want to be here without her. Right? And so he knowingly ate, in a sense, to die with her. That's pretty interesting. You guys ever thought about that? Brother JC?
I have another thought I'll throw
out. Okay, yeah, definitely.
I went through this and I read this over and over and over and over, trying to figure out the whole thing. And it seems that when God told Adam not to eat of the tree, Eve wasn't there.
Correct.
And so it was Adam's job to tell Eve and teach her.
Yeah.
And I just wonder how all that played out. If he really told her and she knew, or if she didn't understand, or, I mean, this is the first man and the first woman, so I have no idea what their relationship was like.
Well, but it does tell us that she said that we're not to eat of it or touch it. Right. Now, I know that goes beyond.
Yeah. So did she misunderstand, or was she confused? Did the devil, Satan just confuse her real well?
So let me challenge you on that before Jessica does.
Uh-huh.
If God said the command is don't eat it, and Adam clearly apparently communicated to her not to eat it or touch it, how could she not have understood? I'm not a woman, but how could that not be clear? Jessica, help us out. Well, somehow they must have talked about how it was a tree to be desired to make one wise. And she mentions that. So it is possible that at that point, they had talked about the wisdom of that tree, which is interesting. Yes?
So is it really fair to say she was deceived?
Well, we're speculating right now. It's fair to say it because God said it.
Yeah.
God said she was deceived. Right? And so we know she was deceived, and we know that Adam wasn't because God said he wasn't. So that's the factual side we know to start. And then everything else, we're just kind of figure out how it worked. So
I was just saying that if she was so easily deceived, that Adam probably wasn't drilling it in her head, because something that's drilled in your head, you're going to,
But when you look at men and women, men can drill something in the woman's head, and a woman won't get it because she's a woman. And I don't know if I say that, want to say that wrong. Some women just don't let themselves get what a man is saying.
Sure.
I don't want to be unkind, but I mean, men, help me out. You could say something over and over and over and over and over again, and your wife just doesn't get it.
That's right.
Because she doesn't want to get it. A woman has to want to get something to get it. And really a guy does too, but I don't know if that makes sense. I don't want to demean.
Usually a woman, they want to please their husband. So if he's not totally strong on that, then I would think that she would try to please her husband if he was really strong on it.
And I'm glad you want to think that. Yes.
Oh. There is that's another thing, the devil.
Well, he came in, absolutely.
Right.
What were you going to say, Kathy? From a woman's perspective.
Yeah, the devil told Eve that they would be like gods.
They did, yeah.
Which, of course, Adam probably didn't hear that part, but Eve...
I think he did, but...
He may have, and especially if Eve went back and brought the fruit and said,
"Yeah,
we'll be like gods if we eat this."
Yeah,
So... He knew what God's command was. He also knew the temptation that Eve was coming with.
Yeah.
And
that's so interesting, because be like gods, if you eat, you're going to die. And they're thinking without a sinful nature. Right. Think of that. We're trying to understand it from a fallen position. They weren't fallen at that point.
And doesn't it say that Adam was there with her?
He does, specifically. Adam, she gave to eat. She gave Adam to eat who was with, he was with her.
Right.
So we don't really know with her at what point.
That was true.
Because it wasn't before that we don't know that he was there to hear the conversation. But we know that he knows what she did. And then she basically offered and he took. But she did know, Jessica, that they weren't to... Adam at least communicated to her enough to say, God has said, don't eat it. And then she added, nor touch it. And maybe Adam added that we're not even to touch it. Because he didn't even want her to touch it, right? Because if you don't touch it, you can't eat it. It'd be really, really difficult. And so maybe so. I don't think you could pin this on the guy, though. I don't think you could say... Eve fell because Adam didn't tell her, because obviously he did, and she knew enough to then state that she knew not to eat it. Now, did they further discuss the tree to a point that it was intriguing? And maybe because she knew that it was a tree to be desired to make one wise. So, yeah, there's a lot there. But the deception part, I think, is... The devil definitely deceived them to eat, or deceived her to eat. I think that what was used was, you'll be like gods.
That's right, yeah. I think that's just a prime example of how quick and easy. I mean, all she had was Adam in paradise.
Right.
And how easy it was for her to be deceived by her own lustful flesh. You know, how and how easy it is for us today. You know, how, I mean, she had everything, and then... Something simple, you know what I mean? And, oh yeah, let's do that. All because, he said they'd be like gods. Or,
yeah.
Just how easy we get tempted with our flesh and give in.
Right.
Knowing better. she said, he said, not to eat or touch it.
JC?
It's interesting. For a long time, I thought that maybe the thing that motivated Eve was pride, because when the devil says you'll be like gods, you know, it's like, you know, honey, you're going to be a much better Christian if you eat this.
Right.
And then what she said a minute ago, though, is very interesting, though, because I think it's almost impossible to figure out what they were thinking, because we have a fallen nature and they didn't.
Right.
And so without a fallen nature and without knowing temptations or sin or anything else, she might have just really believed the devil lock, stock, and barrel, because she wasn't used to subtlety.
Right.
And she wasn't used to deceit, lies, or anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, so it does make it impossible for us to know what they were thinking or how they were processing. It really does. It makes it absolutely impossible. But we know the deception. We know the deceiver that came, the devil. What he used was, you know, God doth know. God, basically, God doesn't want you to eat, because he knows in the day you eat thereof, you know, you're not going to die. You're going to be like him. And he wants to keep that from you. So, and yeah, this would have, in a sense, been the first time that we know of, and we believe to be the first time, that they had to deal with deception. Very interesting. Yes, sir.
Just through all that, I was thinking about was, like, being the first two people on the planet, it's kind of like a child when they're born and they're coming up and you're, as a parent or anybody, you can tell them anything. You can deceive them without even them knowing that you're deceiving them in a way, because you're telling them things, and, like, you know, you believe them. There, you have nothing to.
Yeah.
Basically.
No reason to not believe.
Yeah, no reason not to.
The difference, though, a child, though, even out of the mother's womb, speaks lies. So
right.
A child still has that sin nature where they wouldn't. But I think that's the hard part.
We don't have anything to really relate to them, because they're the first two without us. They don't have sin nature or anything, so there's nothing like we can.
A sin nature makes you selfish, right?
Yeah.
So we'd have to say that we can't necessarily say that sin, like John was saying, it was pride, because she wouldn't have pride. That's sin. She didn't have pride at that point. So maybe, because they walked with God, maybe, that, remember, Eve's desire towards her husband wouldn't have been there until after the fall, by the way. The curse actually put that on there. So we can't say that Eve just wanted to please her husband, because that's a component of the fall. This is why this gets difficult. Maybe they so enjoyed walking with God and saw all these things. Maybe she just wanted to be like God on her own, right? But again, it becomes very difficult. And whatever deceived her was not her own internal sin. She didn't have it. And then by one man, sin entered the world. And so we know that Eve was not operating in sin. But it didn't change the consequences. That should sink in for us. That's interesting.
I have a question.
Sure.
Doesn't it say for future that Eve, the time will be shortened for the elect's sake, lest they also be deceived?
Yes, that's end times, and that's a reference to a prophecy of 2 Thessalonians.
I mean, how easy it is to be deceived.
Now, absolutely. Well, the devil is the deceiver.
Devil.
That's how he operates.
Yeah, but they're talking about the elect and the saved. And
correct.
That has lost their
Yeah, and that's specifically referring to tribulational saints who, if you count the days, it's not a full 7 years. There's like 30-some days not accounted for at the end. Very interesting, we're talking about this, not accounted for when the Battle of Armageddon hits, to the end of the 7 years, the entering in of the millennial reign. The time is shortened for the elect's sake, because they would, that's true. But yeah, so deception today is the devil's tool. Unfortunately, we don't always recognize that, and we're easily deceived. But
like you've said before, it's not a woman, it's a man. okay, we're different.
Correct.
And the only way we can be better is to follow the Lord.
Absolutely. And when we try to understand these things, I think what's good to point out here was just the conditions of the fall, when it all happened, what they were doing, how to understand that. And it's when we come to things like this, oftentimes we individually will think, oh, I got that all figured out. But when you go into a group like this and you start talking through it, then you realize, oh man, there's a whole lot more to it than what I thought. Amen. End of the day, she ate, the consequences were set forth, sin didn't enter in until he ate also. And we can go to the law and we can point out that a woman's decision doesn't bind her until the man, her husband, goes along with it. True of a daughter as well. Was that in place then or not? I don't know. But practically speaking, that's what it seems. It seems as if Adam would have said no, it's very possible that the fall would have been erased. There was no sin didn't enter in until Adam ate, which is very interesting. Amen. By the way, you for us that are guys in here, married, have children, all that, just when your wife, your daughter, when they make a decision, it's God holds you accountable to oversee that decision. If you don't say anything, you said yes. If you say yes, it's yes. But if you say no, it's null and void. That is a biblical principle, and I think it goes back to this, but I don't know if that was in place beforehand, but it is now. So, interesting stuff. All right, so we're on page 361 now. 361. So what is a weakness in women? Well, obviously, if we go back, we're going to see that she is deceivable. She is spiritually deceivable. Amen? It's a weakness. And not saying men aren't, men are, but from the very beginning, and God has made point of this, that women are more easily deceived spiritually than men. And by the way, what's funny about that is, I have a lot of women who will a woman typically will withstand me before a man will. So I'm a pastor. Not because I chose to be a pastor, but because God called me to be, the church agreed, and then I was ordained to this position, right? So, but on the street, by the way, even in church, amongst our church, all that, women typically or more quickly will question and withstand. Not that I'm always right, but there's a right way to go about things, will question and withstand and reject biblical teaching well before a man will. I just don't think you're right. Okay. Show me in the Bible where you believe that. Well, I just don't think. Exactly. Women are more easily deceivable, not even based on word, based on what they think and what they bring, how they feel. How they feel. And I just want you to know, spiritually speaking, I've said this before, I know you guys get mad. I'm just going to say it again. It doesn't matter how we feel. It matters what God said. But that's what we have to keep us from being deceived. Remember the time of the judges. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. If you can operate by your feelings and it's right, so can everybody else. Because these things were no different. It's across the board. If you can operate solely based on how you feel and what you think, then everybody else has that same right. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I don't care how my kids feel about something primarily. I do care how they feel. Primarily, I want them to do right. And sometimes doing right hurts. Sometimes doing right isn't popular. Sometimes doing right costs you. Sometimes doing right, anyway, it just doesn't seem from the world's perspective or our own flesh as what needs to happen. But we need to do right regardless because it's right by God. Amen? All right, let's look at a couple of these very quickly. We have a few minutes. Let's just jump to the second one there. The first one on page 361, he used a conniving Rebekah to incite Jacob to his deception of Isaac. Now, we've dealt with that text a lot. And some would say, yeah, well, God used Rebekah to encourage Jacob to steal the birthright and all that. I believe that God would have given Jacob that birthright another way if it wasn't for Rebekah and what she did. So I think even though in that situation, the devil tried to mess things up through deception, through the woman's deception, a mom's deception of a son, I think at the end of the day, I think God's will was done. But it wasn't because of the deception. It was in spite of the deception. Does that make sense? Otherwise, you're going to think, well, see, it worked. It worked for Rebekah. Jacob's life, because he followed that, was miserable. Jacob's life was miserable. Was God's will meted out? Sure. Did Jacob enjoy it? I don't think he enjoyed one day of his. Well, maybe one day when he met Rebekah. Sarah. Yeah. Maybe when he met her, there was some joy, but it quickly turned. And when he got deceived by Laban all the way on, I don't know that he ever enjoyed his life ever again. I don't think. Doesn't look like it. Amen. So did God's will get worked out? Absolutely. Are we going to stop God's eternal plan? Absolutely not. Can we better our position in it? Absolutely. Does that make sense? And we're not going to bring about godly results by following the example of Rebekah. Does that make sense? So, but look who the devil used. The devil used a woman there. And by the way, women have power over men. So where the devil could come at us with certain things and we would reject it. Then the devil could come at us through a woman that is close to us, whether it's a wife, whether it's a daughter, whether it's a mom, a grandma, that way, and we'll accept it. Right, guys? That's our weakness. That is our weakness. The devil himself could come knocking, and we would tell him, get lost. But the devil could go to a woman that's close to us, get her on board, she come to us, and we'll melt. Do you see that? So the woman is easier for the devil to deceive than the man. But for a man, it is hard to say no to a woman that's close to us in our lives. And men, you're just going to have to get used to saying no to that woman, that girl, who may make your life miserable for a time, but I would say I would rather have a miserable little time than give in to the devil and live the life of Jacob. Amen? Amen. Any guy here that said, I just want to live the life of Jacob. No, not if you know his life. Horrible. He said, yeah, but he had four wives. His life was horrible to include that. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, real quickly, let's look at Numbers 12. Numbers 12. Oh, man, we don't have a lot of time. Numbers 12. Let's just do, yeah, the 1, 2, and 15. Who wants to read Numbers 12, 1, 2, and 15?
Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it.
15, yeah.
And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again.
Okay. Family dynamics are very interesting. Moses had a brother and a sister, Aaron and Miriam. They got to see Moses marry this woman who was not part of Israel, and they were upset about it. And there's, by the way, we could study that, and Moses did nothing wrong. We could figure that out. But Miriam and Aaron held that in their heart, and that issue was such that they thought it disabled them from having to listen to a God-called man in a position that was over them. And the devil undoubtedly used Miriam to get Aaron on board, and then they went and withstood Moses together, and their indictment, their issue was, you married an Ethiopian woman. In other words, you did something we don't believe was right. So that means you shouldn't be the only one that can teach us, because obviously you did something wrong. Now, did he do something wrong? By the scriptures you studied out, no. Did they think he did something wrong? Did they feel he did something wrong? Did they like what he was doing? No. So then they use that to say, well, then I don't need to listen to you, and you can't be the only one teaching, and you can't be the one that God's hands on, because you did something I don't think was right. So the devil used that then to enable Miriam to come in her rebellion and drive a wedge. Amen? And then how did God respond? What was God's take on it? She became leprous. And she was shut out. And who had compassion? Moses cried out to God and said, God, please, please heal her. And he did. The point I'm trying to make here is this, is that sometimes women are easily deceived. They operate by feeling. They think they're right. I mean, they will absolutely say, I am right. And when challenged, they can't tell you why they're right. Or it's a misinterpretation of why they're right. But women easily are moved to withstand God-given authority only to their hurt. It's just a weakness. It's just a weakness. So you women are going to have to work extra hard to make sure that when that starts to come in, that you push back against that, because that's a weakness. We're out of time. We'll look at a couple of these others. This is great stuff. Because I believe these are the things that are the keys to our lives that will really help us to live in a way that'll be really good for you and for all. Amen. We're out of time. If you have any questions, jot them down. We'll start next week with it. God, thank you for today. Thank you for this time. Bless the rest of this this morning of services. And we'll thank you, God, for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to an audio message from McGregor Road Baptist Church. We are located on the southeast side of Indianapolis, Indiana. To learn more about our church, visit www.actonschurch.com. You can also call us at 317-862-3414. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you as you seek to grow in the Lord.